donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we are living in, well, we're living in turbulent times, and folks, there's things that are happening today, and if you would have told us 20 years ago that these things would be happening, especially with the so-called the bioweapon shots and all of what is happening, we would have thought you were hallucinating. But here, we're going to be playing a clip. Now, Joe, this clip's about our body's electrical systems being hijacked by artificial organisms. And I would think about this. If I didn't know the days we were living in, I would say this is, you know, space cadet stuff. But it's not, Joe. Unfortunately, it's not. In fact, it's by Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Anna Mahalcia, which both of them are highly, highly regarded within the scientific community as being, you know, outstanding out there in their fields. And so we're going to play a clip, and folks, it's just amazing what we're living through today. And if this clip, you can, if you go up on the internet, we don't have time to play the whole thing, but they do tell you there are ways now, there's a number of ways where you can start to detoxify yourself and with what is taking place. There are ways to do that, so with that, go ahead and take them away.
All right, great. So we're back, and we're going to talk to Dr. Anna Mahalcia about nanotechnology and whatever you think is in these vaccines. So thanks for coming on. I know I'm kind of in a minority, I think, talking about the fact that I don't think this has anything to do with mRNA. I think that whatever's happening here is much different. And I have a really bad feeling that what we're seeing is the magician waving his hand over here while he's picking your pocket, and we're not paying attention to the correct hand. I personally think it has to do with kind of what you're talking about, but it's the combination of biologic control opsins, chemically light-sensitive opsins, and wavelength. But you've come up with some other things that you think's going on, and can you tell us your kind of big picture here?
Yeah, so I was part of an international group of scientists who actually looked at the vials, and Dr. David Nixon was a close colleague of mine. And so after doing several experiments, for example, allowing time-life microscopy, we were seeing that there were these ribbon-like structures or filaments developing that were clearly optical communication cables between microchip-like devices. And Dr. David Nixon did this time-lapse video where it clearly showed how these nanorobots are actually assembling and disassembling these chips. If there was EMF protection, then the chips would dissolve because there's a quantum mechanical cloaking mechanism in there. But then if you remove the EMF protection, they would reassemble. And I studied a lot about nanotechnology, how to build artificial brains. This was something that was studied at MIT. There was an excellent book that was described, and they were using hydrogel and carbon nanotubes with metals to basically mimic the brain function. And it turns out that, for example, carbon nanotubes have the same diameter as microtubules in the brain where consciousness is being processed. And hydrogel can develop in any cell. It's a dendrimer that can mimic just about anything. And then the metals are utilized not just for wetware, like this is described in terms of satellite reconnaissance, that the metals that are in the injections that have been found, you know, gadolinium, aluminum, cesium, those kinds of things, that they're also utilized for this weapon system. And what turns out is that hydrogel, the electrical properties of it can be changed when certain metals are used. And this is why I've been advocating, in addition to the background that so many teams didn't find any mRNA in the vials, and I said, well, how can the spike protein narrative be true? I certainly looked at Francis Collins's work in 2020 that showed that they were able to mimic the quote-unquote virus with a quantum dot nanocrystal that would give the same immune response as if there was a virus. Right. And so all of this technology can explain what we're seeing, but if we're not addressing the right thing, then we're not treating the right thing. And so I've had excellent success with EDTA chelation therapy, because there's a patent that Karen Kingston also described that clearly shows that the hydrogel can be dissolved via the EDTA. It pulls out the metals and it dissolves graphene. And so with that, I've been able to clear these structures that you see behind me that Clifford Carnicum and I have isolated and looked at and appear to be hydrogel.
Now, so is this the hydrogel that is this smart? Now, I know about the patents. Karen Kingston and I talked about the patents about the smart hydrogel, and then you have smart genetically engineered hydrogel. How about, does this relate to what Charles Lieber was doing at Harvard with the silver impregnated hydrogel? Because he was using it, in theory, I think, to connect the brain to electronic devices. That was what the DARPA money was going for. Am I close there?
Well, so hydrogel is programmable matter. It can be programmed to be just about anything. And for example, in the creation of an artificial brain, it can self-learn, self-assemble. It can grow from nano size to centimeter size in minutes via electromagnetic fields or electricity. And so there is an encapsulation that hydrogel presents with which a payload of a weapon system can be delivered. So in synthetic biology, which means that it's part biology, part technology, this hydrogel is a big component. And as you know, in the vials, it is the polyethylene glycol is a component of hydrogel, and in Moderna, it's SM-102. Yeah. I know that you've talked with Clifford Carnicum, and we've done some correlations between a filament analysis that was sprayed via geoengineering called Morgellons, and it turns out that some of the chemicals that create hydrogel, which is a derivative of butyric acid, is also the component of the lipid nanoparticle in the Pfizer shot. So there are some overlaps, which is why I've been saying it's like, look, this isn't the beginning of the transhumanist satanic agenda. This is the tail end, because it had already happened through the Morgellons and through geoengineering, bioengineering. Humans have been modified. All of our livestock animals, they all have been injected with hydrogel-like stuff. We found it in insulin. We found it in other vaccines. I found it in the meat. And it's this self-assembly polymer.
Now, something that we're all very concerned about is the meat supply. And you mentioned that. Now, I have a farm. I'm in the Midwest, and I have a farmer that raises beef on my land. And that's what we eat. But the thing of it is, he doesn't vaccinate. Now, my kind of belief about this is that there's some reason that they had to get a vaccine into us, in spite of all this garbage that they've been dumping on us from the skies and putting in our food. It just didn't do whatever it is they wanted to do, because they really, really, really wanted to have a universal vaccine. And they tried multiple times and finally got it with this. So what do you think's going on? I mean, do you think the cattle that haven't been vaccinated are okay, or is this something they're going to get? Are we all getting this just from inhaling this stuff? That's the question, I guess.
So one of the things that I've seen, so I do live blood analysis, that about 6 months ago in the unvaccinated, you would still find people where these structures weren't present. Now you can't find them. Everybody has them. And I've checked with colleagues around the world. In Australia, it's the same thing. And the quality of the changes in the blood is accelerating. We call it sludge now. We don't call it Rouleau formation anymore. The cells are so, changed. So my concern is that there is clearly an intoxication that is ongoing. Hydrogel is now used in water filtration systems in cities. We know it is in injectable medications. It's in the food supply. So I think that there is a recontamination going on. And this hydrogel, again, it has the whole point of the vaccines was the tagging of humans in this transhumanist agenda, right? They want in the transhumanist agenda every cell, every microbe, every human being to be identifiable, and this stuff can create senders and receivers. We've done experiments with the Pfizer vials where Dr. David Nixon, he got 72 MAC addresses from one slide cover where the vaccine was placed on. So, and we know that the vaccinated have this MAC address, and it's been even shown in gravesite. So this is an electronic device that is a sender and receiver. And as you know about optogenetics and magnetobiology, if you send a frequency, you don't need an mRNA. You can you can genetically engineer somebody every which way and change the spin state of subatomic particles in the dendritic cleft, which, by the way, in the synaptic cleft, which they did at MIT for mind control, and there are patents about this. And they can upload your thoughts into the cloud. Sounds like science fiction, but it's absolutely real. Study the literature.
Right. That's what people are not doing. And when you do it, then they claim that you're a conspiracy theorist, because it's not something the average person can wade through. I have to admit that. This is complicated stuff. Now, you know, when I saw that, that was Maria Z that had it on her website, I think, about Dr. Nixon and showing that it really wasn't auto assembly, because it looked like it had two little working microbots that were pulling this chip out. For anybody that hasn't seen it, basically looks like a black blob on the microscopic slide, and he left it overnight, and then he watched it, and then the next morning he played it at fast speed, and you could see this thing assemble. This is from the Pfizer vaccine vial. You could see this thing assemble. I'll bring it sometime and put it on the show. But it wasn't just by itself. It ended up looking like a little, you know, I used to build computers with my sons when they were little, and it looked like a little old Intel chip, like what we used to have, the earlier Intel computer chips that we put on the motherboard. And it looked just like that. It's black. It has square corners. So the one thing that the nature does not have are square corners. So this is not normal. Now, you mentioned, though, it didn't assemble when you was protected. It was electromagnetically protected. I thought he had to put it in a Faraday cage to get it to disassemble. Is there another lesser, like...
Oh, so yes, that's what he did, a Faraday cage.
A Faraday cage, okay.
This correlates with the experiment. So I work very closely with Clifford Cardiconone. We did a lot of experiments on blood. And so we took unvaccinated blood that looked normal and applied a low-level electrical current. And the same filaments that are developing in the shots developed from the blood. It was unrecognizable within 2 hours. Then we did culture work and just cultured it for 2 weeks. The same stuff. This is self-assembling. We've seen it self-assembling outside of the body once it is, you know, captured. So, for example, from a vaccinated person's ionized foot bath, you culture the water and just keep it in a mason jar. This stuff grows to macroscopic sizes and continues to grow. And it appears to be conscientious and very responsive to biophotonic light, to interaction. So in the experiments that we did on blood conductivity studies, we showed that the blood conductivity of humans has decreased by up to 47% below normal values. And this basically means that the life force or the electricity that we operate on is being hijacked by this organism and presumably used to actually grow, because we have shown how it grows from invisible under the microscope.
Let's see, you've applied for our open position for account representative?
Yeah, that's the one.
Great. I see you went to UC Berkeley.
It was really awesome. We had several sit-ins to protest oppressive capitalism.
Oh, and how about your skills for this position?
Oh, yes. I know all about how to spot microaggressions and root out privilege.
We don't really do that here. We do accounting and finance consulting.
Do you have any safe spaces?
Safe spaces?
Yes, where people can go to get away from the colonialist mentality. As long as there's a diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, we'll be fine.
Life's too short to waste your time on bad hires. I'm Andrew Krapschetz, the CEO and founder of RedBalloon.Work. Every week, tens of thousands of reliable, career-minded job seekers visit RedBalloon.Work without all that woke nonsense. Post your open jobs at RedBalloon.Work. And if you put in promo code SALEM, you'll receive 10% off your first month's job postings.
overnight it self-assembles. That we've shown that in beef, we've shown that with the shot, and we've shown that with live blood if you culture it. So I think that this is a self-assembly mechanism that clearly operates off of electromagnetic as well as electrical fields, and we need to be concerned about it because the same stuff is what Mike Adams investigated in the cadaver blood clot, self-assembly carbon polymer with metals that was extremely difficult to dissolve. So I believe it's all the same stuff. And I have to tell you, Dr. Merritt, I've now seen unvaccinated people with huge blood clots, with turbo cancers, who've been part of shedding and who've had have been contaminated. I've seen an accelerated aging process that is phenomenal that I haven't seen in 25 years. And when you clean people up of this stuff with something like the EDTA chelation, with anti-aging peptides like epithalon, high-dose vitamin C, which is an electron donor, and you restore the electricity, it dissolves the rouleau formation or the sludge, people feel much better, and you can restore people to function, verifiably so. Right. I do functional brain testing, and I've shown that.
You know, I've been using carbon 60 for that, because it's an incredible electron donor. It's kind of it's the antithesis of graphene. And I notice now, I always take it, you know, in my house, I've got EMF mitigation. I have on my website, which is themedicalrebel.com, I have a EMF Sol link. And those guys, I think, have bioassays showing that their EMF mitigation works, but that's why I like them. So my house is mitigated, and I take carbon 60 every day and the high dose vitamin C and the EDT. I just do EDT end of the tongue, but I'm thinking about getting it more formally. But the issue is I just went on a trip and I kind of forgot my carbon 60. I didn't take the EDTA because I generally don't take it on trips. I had to go to Canada for something. I went up there and was involved in some stuff up there. And I'm not kidding you. I felt my legs swell up. I did not feel good. Now, I feel better already. In fact, when I came home, I walked in the door. I took like three or four times what I normally take a day of carbon 60. And you're right. I felt better already. So I do think this is affecting us, whether it's just – I mean, it's easy to say it's just the EMF, but it's probably not. It's probably all this stuff. And I guess my next question is, so what do you do? I mean, what do you think we should do when we're traveling, when we're out away from our I don't want to live in a little copper cage in my basement, but it's getting to look like that. I mean, how should we proceed? Because this is a war on humanity, and sadly the young people they're not suspicious enough. They don't believe this because they just don't think that government and big agencies could be this evil, but they really are. And then the other question, I guess, in part of this is the bad guys are out there too. The people that brought us this are there too, unless we're talking about this is totally AI and it's out of the box and there's no human behind this. But who's behind this? And if there are people behind this, don't they have a solution? I mean, how are they protecting themselves?
Well, so the transhumanists, they want to be merged with AI. And if we understand that in merging to 6G, humans cannot survive 6G because it shreds DNA. So you have to merge humans with synthetic biology, which is basically this, you know, hydrogel plastic. So it gets into your cells and it mimics part of your cellular function. And so they want to be, that is their satanic transhumanist dream to not be human. And I believe that we are moving towards this at a much faster rate than people were really considering. Again, I think that from 30 years of Clifford Carnicom's work, it showed that there was sort of this baseline aging. I believe a lot of the diseases that we have, chronic diseases, are from environmental pollution. We've been poisoned for a long time. I believe that the medical system has a big role to play because clearly a lot of the drugs that they're using are electron stealers. And so I think that at this point, we have to look at this question. I've been talking about shedding now and sounding the alarm, you know, and I clearly see, I've seen people people who had their blood clean with EDTA chelation went for a dinner with a vaccinated person, came in the next day to do a live blood analysis, and their blood was completely contaminated with these structures and, again, rouleau formation. So that clearly is something, I believe, that's electromagnetically transferring. There's something physically shedding on a nanoscale. And this is total warfare. They want to kill 8 billion people, you know? And so how are they going to do this? Well, with self-spreading vaccine and with the technology that nobody is suspecting, the regular doctors have no clue because they've never heard about nanotechnology. And so I think it's a deception. And a lot of what we're seeing out there is smoke and mirrors, but time is progressing. You have personality changes of people. You clearly... They want to upload every human and every biometric data into the cloud, and then basically you will be completely controlled, and they sever the connection to the soul. So I think that this is a warfare on every level, and maybe people should consider, you know, get out of the city, get away from 5G yeah. towers, grow your own food, have your own well. You know, this is warfare, and people are going to die in accelerated ways. And what I wanted to talk to you about, because you know the Russian literature on, you know, biophotonics and Kazarinev. And if you think about, so Tom Bearden talked about that all humans are connected via quantum potentials, and that every time that a human being dies, it is affecting all other human beings on Earth, because the mind of the quantum field is self-aware, and it's aware of all of its parts. So imagine if all of
Okay, very good. All right, we're back, and you know, I know there was a lot there, and there's a lot of some people couldn't understand, but there are a lot of ways which we can detox, and we're living in that day, Joe. Again, the Bible says those that hate God love death. You know, I mean, the Democratic Party in America is a party of death. It's a party of abortion. It's a party of euthanasia. It's a party of disease. It's a party of sin. We're living in, as we go through this, in fact, as we continue to reading through Scripture, we're living in the evil day. The evil day, the Bible says. And so, here, what does that tell you? It means that we're getting very, very close to the Lord's return. But meanwhile, you know, the Lord Jesus came to give his life and give it more abundantly. And what she was talking about, a lot of us are already doing that. A lot of us are buying our meat from the Amish, who do not use any kind of vaccines or anything. And so that's one thing. But how do you fight against the things in the air? Well, there's ways you can detox. And this thing from people, try to avoid people that have been vaxxed, if you can avoid them, because they're shedding. And also, I know one of the things that they were talking about is that large doses of vitamin C is very good. I had, Joe, a paper with some of the very best instructions on how to detox with just the regular things you have in the home there. I got to see if I can find that. And we really need, we put that out, I think, and we have put it out in our past newsletters. But boy, today, we need it more than ever, don't we?
Get it out to everybody.
Yeah.
There's just so many weird, here's something that's kind of odd that goes along with a little worry. Officials investigate disappearance of 30-ton shipment of explosive chemicals. 61,000 pounds of ammonia nitrate. That's chemical and fertilizer. But remember the Murr building in Oklahoma, federal
yeah.
building?
Mm-hmm.
That was ammonium nitrate used there in 1995. 168 people dead. 850 or so injured. And now we've got the 12th of April, a railroad car had this 30 tons of this stuff left Cheyenne, Wyoming. It got 2 weeks later at a stop in the Mojave Desert, the car was completely empty. The Dyno Noble company responsible for shipping, as a leader in commercial explosives, filed a report with the Federal National Response Center, and everybody's, quote, investigating this. The railroad car was sealed when it left Cheyenne, and the seals were still intact when it got to Salt Dale there in the Mojave Desert. And they're coming up with all kinds of weird theories, but basically 30 tons of high explosive are missing and nobody has any idea where it went.
And that's called ammonia nitrate.
Large venues, if I were you, for the next few weeks. I'm, you know, a little suspicious.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. Dyno Noble says he believes the material transported in pellet form in a covered hopper car, similar to those who used to ship coal, fell from the car on the way. Fell from the car on the way to a rail siding called Salt Dale, about 30 miles from town of Mojave in eastern Karen County. Joe, you would think that if 60,000 pounds of that stuff fell, it wouldn't be too hard to find, huh?
No, especially, see, it was in these individual containers and crates, like, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
One went fell or something, the others wouldn't have gone. And that's a lot of material. It wouldn't be hard to find. One airplane could fly back along the tracks, and it would show, be easy to see if the material leaked out along the way.
These look like...
It leak out of all the bins, not just one, all of them. There was nothing inside. The car was empty, bins and all.
They look like they're about, Joe, about 40-pound bags of these, and you can see the clear plastic, you can see the pellets through there, can't you?
Yeah. And then these separate bins, so there were, it didn't say how many bins, but there would have been a bunch of bins that hold the bags, and none of the bins or bags were there.
All right, you know what we need to do? We need to open the phone lines and take some calls. We haven't done that in a little while. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Joe, here, you had a pastor has five brutal words come back after school board stops him from reading a disgusting book. Now, Joe, a North Carolina pastor gave the perfect response when the members of a very sleazy Asheville school board tried to stop him from reading the sexually explicit text in one of the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer books. Well, one of the sodomite books. The board has refused to take off of school shelves. So, Pastor John...
This is for 10-year-olds and up.
Right.
About explicit gay sex.
During his time in the mic, the minister said he wanted to read out loud some of the text from the book entitled "Is Perfectly Normal" by Robbie H. Harris and Michelle Emberly, which can be found on school bookshelves. Some editions of the book, first published in 1994, frequently updated as "Leftist Culture Has Grown," have little banners on the cover that says this book is for ages, you're right, 10 and up. Oh, my gosh. And boy, they got all upset. No, we don't want you to read from it. See, people, we keep telling you, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. You know, if you go to that school, and Joe, you're going to find out that those people at that Asheville school, the ones that have children, you'll find that none of them have their children in the public school.
Right. We've talked about that way back when public school teachers usually had their own children in private schools. The majority that could afford it did.
More than any other profession, the highest profession of all, to get their children out of the public schools because they didn't want their children affected with what they were affecting other children with.
It's just totally crazy. You know, all this taxpayer money and all we're doing is indoctrinating our children in evil, sexual evil, corruption in their mind, teaching them about perversions and deviant behaviors. And some of the stuff these kids get in, they're, you know, bringing it down to 6, 7, 8 year olds trying to even, you know, preschoolers bring in this kind of lifestyle and rainbow colors and gay is great. Even before the kids understand it, they're being brainwashed. And if your children are receiving this, you're allowing child abuse to take place. You are destroying, helping destroy the next generation of America just by your silence and by letting your kids go to these places.
Well, the good news is this show, all over the country right now, you're having parent groups that are coming together, and they're going after these school boards, and we're seeing people, again, in fact, it's happening up here. They're having family or morality days, and I'm going to be announcing some of these things that are coming up around here, and I forgot to bring those advertisements. Yeah.
But they're fighting back. People are fighting back, and you need to, if they're fighting back in your area, join them. If they aren't, help start. Get with some other parents. Go see what's going on at your school. Go check out the libraries. Go take a look. I mean, get involved. It's your children. And if they don't want you to have certain information, then know they're hiding something. If they're not willing to let you look around and see, tell you what's being taught, they're hiding things. And
well, Joe,
if they're hiding things, get your child out.
The Lord told us that if people would repent, people would repent. Now, folks, repentance is more than just saying, I'm sorry. Repentance is turning around, putting feet to that and saying, you know what? I'm going to put a stop to this here. We're going to take control. We're to be salt and light. Now, the Lord promised us. He said, look, if you'll do that, I'll heal the land. I'll heal your land. And so... That's what it takes.
He wants us being doers of the word, right?
Absolutely. All right, we're up against the break. We'll be back right after this, and we'll take your calls at 888-677-9673. When your world has come unglued and you don't know what to do, remember God, He's the one that made you. When the world has put you down and your life is one big frown, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. Through the good times and the sorrows, Almighty God is still His name. When you've been done all wrong and you need someone who's strong, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. When the world has found you guilty, He'll take away the blame.
Away the blame.
He's always right, He's never wrong. He'll make your troubles all be gone. Remember Him, He's the one who loves you. 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 Remember Him, He's the one who died for you. That's right. If you call upon his name. That's right. If you call upon his name. Okay. Let's see. We have Steve. Steve, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor Sanders, Pastor Joe, you guys are fighting the fight tonight.
We're going after him, aren't we?
Oh, you are.
Hey, that's what we don't get paid for.
You just do it because you like it, right? It's pride.
Yeah.
One way or another.
We just like to be in the battle where the guy puts us.
You guys are controlling the battle, believe me, very, very much. Sometimes more than you probably will know, but there's a lot of people out there that might never call. They can tell you a lot of things. But YouTube has changed so much through the years, but there's a lot of things on there that people are getting to put on there now. But back in time, this is about Arizona. Sheriff Mark Lamb, he lost his son, his granddaughter, and his daughter-in-law at Christmas there before in a car accident. He lost his whole family. But what it was is the news reported that they were all killed together. It's the idea that his son's wife was in the hospital, and she passed away a week later. This man down in Pinal County is running for senator, and outside of you two, this man is he's alive, he's ready to fight the fight, but he just isn't quitting. Katie Hobbs, she's got 3 days there in court now, and Arizona courts are working on if the ballots were kind of like you needed 3 seconds to check the signatures on the ballots. Well, they showed right on closed circuit, right there on camera, 3 seconds on the right, two computer screens. One on the right side is doing 3 seconds, and one on the left is blip, 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 blip. So it's about.
So you're talking Kerry Lake.
Yeah, Kerry Lake. And
sorry to correct you, but you were a little wrong there.
Yeah, Hobbs was the opposition.
Well, Hobbs is sweating bullets.
Yeah,
and right. But what I heard today on Bannon, and I believe it's the Senate down there. They are going to pass where you can't something to do with they're not going to be using voting machines or something. Come up 24, and they're ready to be sued. But the state's either going to explode one way or another. But I'm not 100% sure what's going on with Kerry Lake and the courts there, but they allowed a lot of evidence, and they were looking right at it, and it showed it on. Bannon had it all. He had it on TV. He had her, and they were showing. But if you saw the way they compared the – one guy's just sitting there, and he's just clicking, like, as fast as you can count, 1, 2, 3, 4. He's comparing signatures. Comparing signatures, you needed 3 seconds. So he's not comparing anything. He's just clicking the votes.
He's clicking it on all voted for Bob's. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know exactly what's going to be happening there in another week, but that's going to be something really exploding down there. And I mean, as far as the government using the word exploding, you know, the state, however you want to look at it. But the cartel.
There's going to be a lot of political ramifications one way or the other. No matter how that turns out, there's going to be a battle.
Well, Bannon said that Hobbs has a cartel lawyer, so there's a lot going on down there. But if she does, if Kerry Lake does get in, she'll go for emergency on the border, and states can block the border. I don't know what Texas governor is doing. They're saying he's doing a little. They're saying he's doing a lot. And then there's a lot down there in Brownsville Station, areas down there say he's doing nothing. So, but. There's something going on down there, and they're not 100% sure, but Arizona's either going to lead the way or the floodgates are going to open. So I just wanted to throw that out there and tell you guys you're still fighting the fight. After 50 years, you're needed more now than ever. So.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Kind of move on. All the lines are lit. We go to AC. AC, you're in the air.
Hello, hey. Pastor Ernie and Pastor Joe.
Hey, AC.
Hey, hello.
I want to comment on Ronald Reagan's feel there that you played at the bottom of the last hour, and Christians need to take heed to this. There is a lie going around. I've heard it in person. I've heard it over the radio. A major Midwest ministry has been putting this out, and here's the lie. The words of Jesus were only preserved in the original manuscripts, and nobody today has the original manuscripts. There's no Bible translation today that has perfectly preserved the words of Jesus. That is absolutely false. It openly contradicts what Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 35, "My words shall not pass away." That means pass away out of sight.
Right.
It's a promise of preservation.
So then you believe, A.C., that God is able to do exactly what he said. When he said that he would preserve it over in Proverbs 12, he would preserve his word, okay? And
exactly.
So, and, yeah, I know that.
We're in a whole heap of trouble if he didn't.
We sure are.
What kind of God would say something and then not take the steps to preserve it?
Do you notice something?
Has preserved his word.
Do you notice something? Those that support the ASV and the and all of the NIV and all the New Age, all the perversions, all of them, there's only one version of the Bible that they're all against. And this is by their own admission. They're all against the King James Bible.
King James Bible. Now, why are all of them against one version? They don't argue with each other. They only argue against King James. That's telling, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of like this. You find all these religious leaders, whether they're Muslim or Hindus or Buddhists, they don't really much argue with themselves, but they're all against one individual, and that's Jesus Christ, Tom.
Christ. And his word.
And if you look at
you
our
can
government.
Say God all day long, but you say Jesus, and that is when everybody gets upset.
Look at the Communist Party, the entire world globalist. There's only one name that they hate, and that's the name of Jesus Christ, huh?
Amen.
Christians today, too many of them, they want the path of least resistance to reading and understanding the Word of God. But the path of least resistance makes men and rivers crooked. And for over, as Ronald said there, for over three centuries, the King James Version was the old American standard, the established standard for the Word of God. And in the 1960s, it started out in a big way with the New American Standard. And my question is, if you have a good standard, an old standard, why do you need a new one?
I hear you. You know, I met Ronald Reagan. I met Ronald Reagan when he was governor, and he was running for president. And it was an amazing thing. It was where I showed up. I didn't have a group that I was with. I was by myself, and he was the main speaker. And so everybody had a table assigned to him, but I didn't have one. And the host there said, look, he said, I've got you a seat right over here. And it was up a level. The seat was, it went up about, 4 feet around the room. And you had seats. And he said, here, you're going to sit right here. And so he says, I think you'll like this. And I thought, I wonder why. Because I sat there by myself. And guess who comes out? The main speaker sits right next to me, Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
And that was amazing.
That was a God thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have much of...
Because you're beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't much of a conversation. But I did get to talk with him a little bit. Yeah. So praise the good Lord. Anyhow, well, thank you, AC. We better move on. We got to go out there to Jack in San Diego. Hey, Jack.
So recently, President Biden was in Japan for the G7 meeting. I thought it was interesting. It was held in the city of Hiroshima. But before he left, he did a small news conference, and I thought he dropped a real bombshell when he said, since the balloon was shot down, the Chinese balloon, there has not been a hotline between China and the United States. I think that's a significant event. I think it's dangerous. And then there was a story this morning that all the U.S. senators are being issued satellite telephones.
Yeah, I've got that here. They're all being issued. They expect they're in preparation for a disruptive event. What do they know that we don't, huh?
Well, that's why I wanted to get this story out there, because both of those stories about no hotline and the satellite phones, they really have gone nowhere in the news. I think they're both significant, and it's something that we should talk about. The other thing is I understand that Amazon sells satellite phones. And one of my friends was looking it up, and he found one for $1,300 and one for $2,000, and they come with prepaid minutes. And evidently, you are contacting directly to satellites. You're not going through cell towers. And so I thought it was significant that who's got the most satellites out there? Elon Musk.
Yeah.
He literally has hundreds of satellites. And I'm wondering, is it possible that we could move away from traditional cell phones and start moving towards satellite phones and just connect directly with the satellites?
Well, we've been talking about ways of, in case, you know, when things really come down, communicating, because you expect the phones will go down. And as far as the different churches and the people in the church, and that's one of the things we came up with, was satellite phones. But you're right, they're very expensive.
Right, so I just, I was curious, too, what Joe thought about these satellite phones being issued to U.S. senators.
Well, there were several things they had. They were worried about some solar flares disrupting, and then they were worried about, you know, different EMP attacks. And I think you got a point with Musk. If he gets that satellite system up, eventually we'll all have satellite phones. I agree with you there. The government always protects its own, not the people.
Exactly. So you know, I'm thinking they're doing this because the government knows that something is about to happen that's imminent.
Or could happen, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, no hotline between China and the United States. That's pretty dangerous. If there's an incident, there's no way to de-escalate it now.
Well, remember, our State Department, even with those countries that we don't have direct communications, we always have people that communicate through other nations, other embassies, so that's not totally true.
Well, when Biden was describing what happened, and this all happened after we shot down the Chinese satellite, spy satellite, Biden referred to the satellite as a silly balloon, and
right,
not a spy balloon or anything like that. He referred to it as a silly balloon, and it just shows how out of touch he is, and that makes him dangerous.
Oh, of course he's dangerous. He's a puppet. He's senile, or other problems, dementia. But he's just being controlled. And
yeah, Jack, we have to move on because we're running. We're running out of time, but let's go to Cliff. This will have to be the last call because we are out of time. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? Looking at LifeSiteNews.com today, there was a couple of things that are relevant to the shots. One was the CDC. There's an article about the malfeasance of the CDC. And what they did is, apparently on death certificates, say someone dies of cancer, you put that as the cause of death, and there's another section that says contributing factors, where you had other things that could have contributed. Now, what the CDC did was made COVID as the death of all these people.
Yeah, we know.
We've been talking about that.
Yeah. Another thing was this woman in Florida, gave the name of a hospital, made a documentary about her husband. And she said that her husband got the death protocols. She got the cops after him. They gave her husband ivermectin for a little stretch, and then they took him off it. He started to get better. But the government, the hospital billed the government for $500,000 for his treatment, for the death protocols. So you can look at that article. And a third one is an article about who's behind, like, seeding this with a pedophilia globally. And there's a guy that's on a podcast, a journalist from Europe, I think he's Dutch, that did heavy research on this. And number one is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And then the WHO and the UN are behind all this, you know, let's get children into this pedophilia rings or sexualized. So that's an important article as well. So there's three very disturbing articles on LifeSiteNews.com. Another thing that correlates with what you were saying last week with that clip from Naomi Wolf is on the Sergeant Reports podcast in the last week, in an interview with Matt, who's a correspondent who's stationed in Thailand. They said that the dental stuff where you're getting, a root canal or a cavity drilled, has those nanoparticles in them.
Yeah, I got to go, Cliff, because we're out of time. In fact, how much time do we have there? I know we don't. Okay. All right. Who is the real Jesus? Folks, I'm going to tell you something here. He's the one that they say has hate speech. Again, there's only one name under heaven by which you can be saved, and that's the name that this world hates more than anything. And that's why it tells you in Psalm 2 where it says, why does the heathen rage? Well, Jesus, the name means salvation of God. That's what the name means, or our God, our Savior. However, when the angel informed Joseph that the child, his wife Mary, was about to give birth to, was to be named Jesus, Matthew 1:20-21, Joe, more was involved than mere naming of a child. For he, Jesus, shall save his people from their sins. Now, every person whom God saves, he saves through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why, Joe, that the Lord Jesus says to pray, when you pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sins, but pray in his name. Pray in his name.
Yes.
And so,
he is our advocate. He is the only reason that sinful man can stand in the presence of a holy God, is Jesus.
Amen. And neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. So the folks out there listening tonight, again, when we get to this part, this last few minutes of the program is the most important part. And the reason we wait till the end is that's the last thing we want you to remember, before you go to bed. When you hear these things, when we give that invitation, folks, we're just the messenger. Again, you're gonna hear it. Many people, there comes a time when they say, well, maybe tomorrow. I've actually had young people tell me they weren't ready yet. They wanted to party, and in fact, I had one kid tell me that, preach, I'm going to party hardy when I get old like you, then I'll get saved. And I told him, I said, with that attitude, you're not going to live long enough to get old like me, okay? And so many, well, look what happens there every night in Chicago, huh? How many of those kids that get killed in Chicago or New York or all over ever expect that that's going to be their last night? They don't. And so what I'm telling you is this. If you're out there listening, apart from Christ, if you have not asked the Lord Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you are walking a tightrope over a lake of fire. So here's what you do very quickly. Ask the Father to forgive you of your sins in Jesus' name. Ask Jesus to be the Lord of your life and come. And he'll always honor that. We're out of time for tonight. So as we say every night at this time, we say good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.